78:16, he brought streams out of the rocky crag and made water flow down like rivers.
Glorious Father, how I love your stream of living water. I will take the cup that you offer me and drink deeply of it. I will set aside the treasures of this world and embrace the treasures of heaven. I will make your way my way. As the water flows down like a river, I will bless your holy name. I will love you and serve you forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the cup that you give me. Amen.
Today, imagine that you are the woman who went to the well to draw from the water at the well and encounter Jesus, the living water. What would your reaction be, my friends?
Today's action. Take a cup of ice-cold water and drink deeply of it. Even though it quenched your thirst temporarily, you will need more water to sustain your physical life. Jesus is our living water, but not only that, he is our fresh bread of heaven. And only through him can we have eternal life, so praise him. About 5 years ago, my sister Debbie found out that her little girl had to have open heart surgery. She was only 6 months old at the time. Debbie, who wasn't a Christian yet, prayed, and she was on her knees praying, and she told me that the whole house smelled like fresh baked bread as she was praying. And then she asked me, "Haven't I read in the Bible somewhere that Jesus is the bread of heaven?" Shortly after her daughter was healed, she became a Christian, a born-again Christian. And today, she's a prayer warrior working at a hospital. I just praise God that so many of my family members have come into the kingdom of God. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 5. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all the nations for his name.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Pass that fresh baked bread. Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. But oh, the heavenly life and the flowing living waters that can be sustained through him.